what's been labeled a brazen, targeted attack in New York City.
They are confirming it. One shot is likely. We're going to take a ride over there. We'll have bodies.
Police responding to the shooting just before dawn outside a Midtown hotel that left the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, dead. Joe Kenny is the NYPD's chief of detectives.
The shooter arrived at the location on foot about 5 minutes prior to the victim's arrival. He stands alongside the building line as numerous other people and pedestrians pass him by. The shooter steps onto the sidewalk from behind the car. He ignores numerous other pedestrians, approaches the victim from behind, and shoots him in the back. The shooter then walks toward the victim and continues to shoot.
He says the gunman made off on foot, then on an e-bike, headed into Central Park. No arrests have been made.
I'm Matt Piper in Midtown Manhattan. The street where this happened, which is West 54th Street, is totally blocked off to pedestrians and traffic. There are lots and lots of cameras and reporters here, as well as police officers.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments in a major transgender rights case testing the legality of a Tennessee law banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger.
Rather than impose measured guardrails, SB 1 bans the care outright, no matter how critical it is.
The LPGA and USGA have updated their gender policies, requiring golfers to be assigned female at birth or to have transitioned to female before going through male puberty. Pete Hegseth said this morning he has no intention of withdrawing his name as President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary.
Not withdrawing your name from consideration, just to be clear.
Meeting all Davis senators.
And CBS's Nancy Cordes says the Trump team is said to be considering an alternative, a Trump political rival turned ally.
What we don't know is whether Ron DeSantis wants the job. He is currently the governor of Florida. And there still is a pick at this moment. It's Pete Hegseth. The president-elect has not announced that he is pulling his support.
Well, CBS's Jim Krasula has more on a new report that adds up the impact of the COVID pandemic on students.
Math scores of American students took a bigger hit from the pandemic than their peers overseas. That's according to a closely watched international exam for students in fourth and eighth grades. Math and science scores of U.S. students weren't any better in 2023 than they were when the exams were first given in 1995.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 224 points. The S&P is up 24. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A cold front brings gusty winds and a little snow today. A wind advisory is in effect this afternoon through midnight. Forecasters are warning of blowing snow and reduced visibility, along with sub-zero wind chills expected through tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already facing child-related sex crime charges now has additional charges in Racine County, including felony child enticement. A preliminary hearing for Anna Crocker is scheduled for next week. The state DNR is reporting a slight increase in deer hunters this year with about 790,000 licenses sold. There was a total harvest of about 190,000 deer. The season was notably safe, with only one non-fatal firearm-related incident reported. And in its inaugural year, the Gateway Technical College eSports program achieved success. Three of their teams reached the Eastern College Athletic Conference playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is. And our guys just found the open man.
College hoops, number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan 67-64. Their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and were able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
The rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming up in just seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinediscenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Old Doc Roberts isn't all that old. It's a term of endearment, mostly. Plus the fact that Doc has been around for quite some time. While in the quaint rural community of Cochran, Georgia, it's pretty much cotton and peanut farmers thereabouts. But everybody knows old Doc Roberts and trusts him. And loves to hear his stories, like the one about that company he owned back in the old days when Doc Roberts was a young businessman in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You see, Doc wasn't always a doctor. In fact, when he first applied to medical school at the age of 27, he was told he was too old. So using his Air Force-sponsored education as an electrical engineer, Doc, back when he was just plain Ed Roberts, started up this electronics business. The company made handheld calculators. Well, they went over big. So Ed took on some employees, 150 or so, started making PCs, you know, the personal home computers. Top of the line was a dandy. Ed called it the Altair 8800, named after an episode of Star Trek. To save money, Ed hired a teenage college student to write computer language for it one summer. Anyway, the company, impressively entitled Micro Instrumentation and Telemetry Systems, continued to do very well. So well that when the Pertec Computer Corporation offered to buy it, Ed sold. Well, now, it's about here in this story that old Doc's patients start grinning. Oh, they could believe the part about the computer company, because Doc seemed a right smart feller. But when he talks about selling his company for $3 million, well, then you start thinking about his office here on Peacock Street in Cochran, a one-story white cinder block, nothing, with an inconspicuous little sign out front, H. Edward Roberts, M.D., Adult Internal Medicine. And you say to yourself, how in creation does a millionaire doctor settle for a place like this in a place like this? Well, all right, I'll tell you. Ed Roberts' first love has always been medicine. So in 1982... when Mercer University in Macon, Georgia, opened its new medical school, the 41-year-old former businessman applied, and he was accepted. 6 years later, he began practicing in Cochran, and that's the truth. Matter of fact, it's all the truth. You see, when old Doc Roberts was a boy, he spent his summers here in Wheeler County. He likes it here. He likes the folks, the farms. Especially, he likes the life of a country doctor. Ed Roberts is living his dream. You get a sore throat, you get a fever or something like that down Cochran way, you're glad he's your doctor and your friend. For once upon a much different life, there was an eager young electrical engineer entrepreneur who happened also to be a genius inventor, who created handheld calculators and personal computers. In fact, he created the first handheld calculators, the first personal computers anywhere. No fooling. And a 19-year-old Harvard student. Remember the lad who went to work for Ed during summer break? The young man who got his first on-the-job training at Ed's company? Oh, yes. You've heard of him, too. His name's Bill Gates. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Remarkable. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. You can hear Paul Harvey twice daily. Don Rosen has him at 7:25 every weekday morning. And, of course, 12:05, like you just heard, on WRJN.
Who's making out? I'm in a stairway, calling a name that's brighter than air. Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's windy. Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Some songs are just profound. That's one of them. Simon and Garfunkel's I Am a Rock. I'm Dan Marcus. Tough loss for the Wisconsin Badgers last night at the Kohl Center in Madison. Lost by 3 points to Michigan. Next game, Saturday, against Marquette. Another big game. So go Badgers, and good luck. Listen for the game on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
I will always be around.
Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Local news, timeless hits. That is an important song in the development of rock and roll. Peggy Sue, Buddy Holly, let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street. An update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin winter wind is picking up. A wintry mix of gusty winds and snow comes as a cold front moves through the state today. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. The combination of snow and strong winds is expected to cause blowing and drifting snow, potentially reducing visibility and making driving difficult. It won't be much snow. Forecasters say people should prepare for sub-zero wind chills into tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already charged with child-related sex crimes in Kenosha County now has charges moving forward in Racine County. In court yesterday, Anna Crocker appeared remotely in Racine through the Kenosha County Jail. The new charges in Racine include felony child enticement and exposing a child to harmful material. The former staff member at Riverview Elementary School faced initial charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy during a sleepover at her home. An additional bond amount of $100,000 was added yesterday. A preliminary hearing in Racine County is next week. There's another Kenosha court date in March. A social media post led to the arrest of a Kenosha High School student with a gun. Kenosha police arrested the Indian Trail High School student Monday after they got a tip. Officials say the 16-year-old boy didn't threaten anyone with the gun. School staff and police say they're checking their policies after an initial search of the student failed to find the weapon. And fine art for kids is free. The Milwaukee Art Museum has announced free admission for kids 12 and under. That's thanks to a gift from a donor. A statement says the generous donation aims to provide children with access to world-class art experiences and to foster family engagement. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
WRJN. I love those J.I.N.G. Yeah, leave bells.
through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh
Doodle.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way
Doodle. Bells on bobtail ring making our spirits bright
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight
local news, timeless hits. And that Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. I will never, ever get tired of hearing that song. Or this one, too. Here's Dusty Springfield on WRJN.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and the Packers, too. Big, important game tomorrow night. Can't talk about that enough. The Packers are underdogs in this game, which gets my dander up because I've been a Packer fan my whole life. Grew up in Wisconsin. I was speechless the day I met Bart Starr. Oh, man. We'll talk about that sometime. But the Packers playing tomorrow night against Detroit, and we need to win this game. You can hear it here on WRJN with Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron. Pregame starts at 5 o'clock. It's sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Again, pregame, 5 o'clock tomorrow. On WRJN.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Off the holidays at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for unmatched selection, exceptional service, and unbeatable convenience. Planning a holiday party? Stock up with the incredible beer cave selection, and don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. In a hurry? Skip the lines and cruise through the convenient drive-thru, perfect for the season's hustle and bustle. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, where fast meets fantastic. 31 and Spring Street in Racine.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
News. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's a Canadian band with a song that was originally meant to be a B-side of a 45, but no. Here is five-man electrical band, Signs, WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Whoa.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Blocking out your scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign?
And
the sign said anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
Favorites, WRJN.
Sun. My love will laugh with me before the morning.
Something on WRJN. Now, trivia buffs may correct me, but that is the only double A-sided 45 the Beatles ever released. There might have been another one, but that was definitely the first. The flip side of Something was Come Together, and the Beatles couldn't decide which was the A-side, so they named them both the A-side.
She sits on the dock, a fish in the water, Fisherman's daughter,
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on.
tied to the dock and she can't get free.